Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So here we are today. I want to have a quick update on God's news behind the news. Just this morning in Israel, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that there was an intense night of firing taking place from Gaza. Over 60 rockets were fired from southern Israel last night by a jihad militant group, reportedly avenging the death of three of their leaders that was killed on Tuesday. And that was last night. And just this morning, four more came over. And remember, we just reported, right, that they caught the Navy, the Israeli Navy caught the Iranian ship that was bringing those in to be able to more than likely give them to them.
To that area, right.
To that area. And you have to understand this. I don't have the word up right here, but we have it in our prayer committee. But we're praying continually, Lord, uncover these bombs and all these different methods the enemy is trying to use to harm Israel. And that's been happening. But when 60 missiles are fired over your borders and there's 170,000 pointed at Israel, Chuck Pierce said, watch Iran in February and March because a potential outbreak of war would take place.
Yeah, he actually dated it up to March 21st, keep praying, is next week.
Up to March 21st. And realize this, and for some of those that are looking at some of the prophecies that we put up, some of the dreams that we put up, understand we didn't put them, or we told them because that's what God said, and blood would be on our hands if something went wrong. But secondly was that if it's a tragedy, we can pray to prevent that. Mm-hmm. And God just lets us know what's going to happen.
And there were shots fired in Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from Israel.
Yeah, these 60 rockets were fired into southern Israel last night. Okay. Into Israel. And that four other rockets this morning from Gaza into Israel.
Right.
While the Prime Minister from Great Britain, Brown, is there talking about the two-state solution. We strongly support the two-state solution. But I really believe I'm starting to sense in my spirit this is going to be like the 1967 situation where Israel reluctantly went to war. But when they went, they went. Next thing you know, Jerusalem was in their borders, in the present territory. And it was 7 days. Wasn't it seven days? Yeah, when you're a little like that, you got to have
a six-day war.
Six-day war, that's right, six-day war. And they still have the tanks on the side of the road to remember what happened on that.
Sure,
we didn't do
right
more
there.
Of that. We just cleaned stuff up,
throw a sheet over it.
We need to remember that last election. That's probably, I'm starting to sense that Gaza's fixing to be annexed.
Mm.
You know, the way Putin's trying to annex part of the Ukraine right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we took a vote. That's sort of like, you know, the city next to you is taking a vote. They're going to come out of America. And there's some wild things going on right now. So there it is. Four blood moons. If you haven't heard it, all the things we've been talking about, the best of times and worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times the church has ever seen because the harvest is going to be shaken loose. I mean, God is bringing a harvest. And according to the word that the Lord spoke to Bob Jones, over 1 billion souls, because when the Lord told him, he says, you want to go back and you heard this earlier this week and you can hear it. You know, one of God's generals that had gone to be with the Lord, he said, I want you to go back, and he's in heaven. And he goes, I don't really want to go back. And he says, for 1 billion souls. And he says, I will go back for souls.
Yeah.
So all that ministry that when he came back was for 1 billion souls.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he would see those souls begin to come in before he would go be with the Lord. And so he was gone to be with the Lord. So we're seeing it right this moment.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.